Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Guys, you ever have a trip planner forget what they're doing, where they're going? You ever get blamed for getting lost? Is it your fault? You ever get that attitude, you know, from the trip planner? It's just, you're over it. Well, now there's an answer. It's called Joggle Poppers. It's a hat that you give your trip planner that has magnetic beads that stimulate the brain's memory area. And it also stimulates a little bit of hair growth for the bald people. Check it out at jogglepoppers.iremember. Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who has crushed the only Nalgene bottle in history with his shoulders, Carl Mandrioli. Maybe that's why we have the problem. I don't know. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's the only man who still really enjoys driving around alone with his mask on. Still. Really? Still.
I mean, hey, you know what? Better safe than sorry, right?
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Can never be too safe.
That is true. Well done. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, that dirty Colorado air like wafts over, so I gotta be careful.
We do have dirty air every August and September from the campfires have gotten out of control in California. So there's that.
That's true. Yeah. It's usually our fault. We steal your water, you get our bad air.
That's right.
Okay.
Good deal.
Fair enough. We got an interview today.
We do. We got a guest on, Devin Ashby from the YouTube channel Backcountry Exposure. He was on our show like a while back. I think it was just before COVID hit, actually. And you did not make that interview, so I'm excited to...
I didn't make that one.
Yeah, I'm excited to introduce you to him and get this ball rolling here. We kind of themed this episode based on one of his recent videos, and not in all of his videos, but there's definitely a lot of common threads we have in terms of the stuff that he likes to talk about with the stuff we like to talk about. So I think that this is a really good fit, and I think that everybody out there will agree with that, right?
Yeah. He had some great input. Nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just, he was just down to earth.
Yeah.
Really easy to talk to, and he's here for the fun. So
absolutely.
It was a good time.
Absolutely. So we got our Bible verse of the episode is James 1:14. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's your worst habit, Derek?
I mean, right now it's eating Carl's Jr. chocolate cakes is my...
Really?
It pulls me away from all things good. It's hard because I'm like so diligent about exercise and fitness lately.
Yeah.
And then I eat so good all day. And then at night I'm like, I need those chocolate cakes. I mean, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Pulls me away.
So how many do you like down in one shot?
Two. They're small.
Okay.
They're like the size of a fist. A normal non-Sasquatch fist. So.
All right. Well, I'll try to holding you accountable for that. And, I've been eating too much pizza lately, so you can hold me accountable for that since we're talking about food. Ooh. So,
okay.
Yeah. Not really related to the bad habits that Devin's going to talk about, but we're going to get to that. So, all right, so here's how it went down. Okay, I am here with Devin Ashby from Backcountry Exposure. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's good. Thanks for having me on. Stoked to be here.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining the show. And even though Derek's not here yet, he appreciates it as well. So he'll be joining us here momentarily. Yeah, so what's new in the world of backcountry exposure? Any updates or what you got going on?
We were just talking about this before we started recording, but I feel like I finally have a chance to breathe a little bit.
And then I scheduled you for the podcast, right? You're like, it's time for a break. And then I'm like, no, you come on our show.
No, I'm stoked to be here. This is great. Okay. So at any given time, I've got about 10 different things going on in my life. And I just finished one of those things. I got done teaching an intro to backpacking class at a local university that I work for. Other than that, I'm just trying to spend as much time outside right now because it is so beautiful here in Utah. Like, the weather has been phenomenal.
Yeah, Utah's one of the best states for outside stuff for sure.
It's incredible. That's right. Kind of been my main goal for this year, is trying to get outside as much as possible, because last year, wife and I had our third child.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. We
more we power to you.
We kind of got our year more or less like stripped out from under us.
Oh, yeah.
Having a brand new baby. And he's a riot. So we've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. And we've just been doing a ton of like family camping. We went to Great Basin National Park a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
That is probably one of the most underrated, amazing national parks in the whole park system. It's incredible.
I have not been there. So sell me on it. What's there? What do you got?
It's not a busy park. Like, I think there's less than 200,000, maybe less than 300,000 visits per year. So when you compare that to like Zion, that gets 4 or 5 million, but it's got a lot of diversity. So there's some good like backcountry hiking, but there's also a lot of good like family friendly mm-hmm. type of stuff. So you have a cave system called Lehman Caves. And so you can go and do a cool cave tour.
You guys already talking about caves? Did I miss all the good stuff?
There's Derek. There's Derek.
This is ridiculous.
I warned you about this. I said he was going to awkwardly interrupt. Here he is.
What's going on, Devin? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
All right. Well, keep me up to speed. Where are we at? Okay.
He's talking about Great Basin National Park. I told him to sell me on it, but then...
Sell him. Ooh.
Yeah. Kind of touching on what you're saying though, Devin, real quick. So Great Basin National Park, you said it's in Nevada. I think it's on the eastern side of Nevada. It's, just to clarify, it's not near Area 51, correct?
Oh, I wish.
Not to my knowledge.
That'd be awesome. Okay. If you can sell Carl on anything, you're my hero. Just good luck. Ready, ego.
How about this? Why don't you guys come out here and we'll go do a like quick 2-night trip
to Area 51
in Great Basin.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Area 51. Oh, great.
The invite has been thrown, so we'll have to follow up with that.
Okay.
Yep, we can go summit Wheeler Peak. And
history of our podcast though, Devin, is we get fake invites all the time from guests. They're like, dude, you should come out, let's go do a backpacking trip. And then I'm like, really? Like, you really want to go backpacking with us? And then we follow up and then we get ghosted at that point. So we'll see what happens.
And then Carl will bring it up like he's doing now. Correct. To make you feel even worse so that you'll follow.
Okay, but here's the thing though. I invite people from like the eastern states, like east of the Mississippi. Like, come to Utah, come hang out with me, come backpacking. And a lot of like other YouTuber creators and stuff that they say like, oh, I want to head out west and I want to go backpacking out west. I'm like, come to Utah. I will show you all the amazing stuff. And then where do they go? Colorado.
Yeah.
Well, every time.
Which is not, you can't fault them for that because Colorado is cool too. But I don't know.
You can fault
Utah's
them.
Got a special place in my heart. So
you can fault them. I just had somebody. Yeah. I just had somebody tell me today they're going to be gone in Utah for a few days. So
okay, that's
there. You go.
Good connection. Well done. Well done.
Just saying, it's not Colorado. Tangent boy.
Last thing about we're just in the update stage here, Derek. So I'm just kind of checking in on Devin. And If I'm following your podcast correctly, you haven't had a new episode out in a while, like almost 10 months. Is that correct?
What's the deal? Yeah. What's the deal, Dev?
What's going on with that?
Here's the deal. So at any given time, I work a full-time job.
Unacceptable so far.
As well as
Okay. Uh-oh, I see where this is going.
Okay, so what's next on the list, Carl?
No, you're just going to have about like five things where you're like, I work a full-time job. I teach a backpacking class. I have three kids that are very young, and I'm married, and I can't do everything. And I get it because it's a lot for sure.
You just, yep, nailed it. That's exactly.
Carl, is this your doppelganger? Is Devin your doppelganger? What's
He's
going
like
on
the
here?
More successful version, I would say. Let's be honest. Oh,
got it. Yeah. Okay.
No, I pretty much, with the podcast, I wouldn't call it burnout, but the podcast requires so much work. Mm. Like the amount of time it takes to edit an episode, the scheduling with guests.
Right.
And
right.
I was spending hours and hours and hours more on a podcast episode and getting way less return. Cause I'm pretty big on like, if I'm right. investing time into something, I need to see some kind of ROI come out of it.
That's return on investment, everybody. Return on investment.
Well done, Carl.
But like kudos and handshakes and stuff is not always the best motivator for me.
You want more like negative feedback. You want more.
Your bar is higher is what you're saying. Okay.
I get where you're going, but first of all, I just want to thank you for even editing your show. There's a lot of professional shows out there that don't edit at all, and you can hear them, you know, hacking up a lung, or it's just rough.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't. Well, yeah. No, I have brutal. To go through like every second of the episode.
Are you guys, am I talking to the same person? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get the difference here. So
let's do it. Let's dive. We got a little rapid fire here. So I'll ask you a question. First thing that comes to your mind, Devin, what would you say your favorite meal on the trail in general is?
Is it allowed to be a freeze-dried meal?
Of course.
Anything.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because okay. I've gotten lazy over the years. As
we all have.
But it's either Peak Refuel, biscuits and gravy, or beef stroganoff.
Mm-hmm. Classics, but great brand.
Thumbs up.
So classics. Good.
I'm gonna bank all my money that the Peak version is better than Carl's Mountain House version.
My Mountain House, yes, because I'm a big proponent. I'm an apologist for Mountain House. Yes,
big Mountain House guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Devin, what about gear? What's your favorite piece of gear? This is like the piece you're like, I need to have this on every trip. Period.
It's the backpack that I've been carrying currently.
Oh.
Which, like, shameless plug. My full-time work, I work for a cottage backpack maker called Waymark Gear Company.
Okay.
Recently, I've been testing, like field testing and everything, a prototype of one of our packs. Since I sewed it together, I don't know, like April, May, something like that this year, it's been the pack I've used on every trip, and I love it. It's a 40-meter pack called the Through, so THRU. Okay. It's got a simple frame system in it, full hip belt. I just love it. It's fantastic.
Match made in heaven, sounds like. That's good. Okay, well, last question. What about, let's go to the bucket list. What is on top of the bucket list other than visiting Carl's house? Where do you want to go? Like, what trail is on top of that list?
I want to sit on Carl's porch and just watch the stars.
Who doesn't? It's a coveted place.
Oh, my gosh.
I really want to spend some time in the Colorado. We were talking about Colorado. I want to spend time in the Canadian Rockies.
Oh yeah.
As well as
here we go.
I'd really like to go to Alaska and spend some time up there.
Excellent choice. Yeah.
Also, this sounds really backwards, but I've never backpacked in California.
It's terrible.
The Sierra. Particularly like the Eastern Sierra would be some areas that I would actually really like to visit.
I'm gonna go ahead and bump that up on top of your list for you, and then then we can follow up with that's the
right. Yeah. It's more achievable being but closer, right?
I should say this too. There's too many options.
What a problem to have, though, right?
All right, Devin. So Backpacking Magazine has you ranked as the third most famous scissor cutter scene, like making the scene in a video or movie. Third most famous. Any guesses as to first and second place?
Scissor cutter scene. Really?
Scissor cutting scene.
Oh, jeez.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Like he's cutting with scissors in the scene?
Yeah. You don't know what he's cutting?
Well, Devin, I thought maybe it was an editing technique. I don't know.
Oh, no. No. Okay. Literally cutting. This is from a couple years ago, but he cut up a sleeping pad.
Wow. It's harsh.
Oh, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, this is on Backpacker?
No. Backpacking magazine. Very different. Very different.
Oh, jeez.
So we've got, you cut open the Thermarest Neo Air.
It was the X-Lite. The
X-Lite to see if there's...
Why?
He wanted to see if there's any mold inside.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Okay. Like, you know, you and I, we live in dry climate, so there's less likely to be mold inside, right?
Yeah.
So when you opened it up and there was no mold, were you like, well, there goes a waste of a pack. I mean, were you just like, bummer?
No, because at that point, I was so over that pad. I had been sleeping on it for 8 years. And
it was time
to move on from sleeping on an I-beam. Like,
okay.
Right.
Fair. That's fair.
Those things they're so small. They're so narrow. And then I found a 25-inch wide pad, and my life has been changed ever since.
25-inch
So update on the question, or update on this scenario here, is that neither of you guessed what the first or second place cutting scenes were.
Oh,
so
I'm supposed to guess as well.
Edward Scissorhands making dinosaurs out of plants, and all bomb scenes where they cut the red wire to defuse it. So
got it. Unless you're watching MacGyver, then you're good.
Yeah, then it's a blue wire. That's true.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So the main content of this interview is based on a recent video you put out, which is called Bad Habits, Mistakes All Backpackers Make.
Yeah.
I'm guessing by all, you mean every single backpacker of all time.
Hashtag clickbait.
It is clickbait, but yeah, we're taking it your word here. So
100%.
All right. So right. One tip that you gave is not having like everything planned out well or well enough, like the mileage, the elevation gain, etc. And so you kind of made references leading to some sort of like a disaster trip if you're not prepared for these things. So as I'm watching you give this tip, my question was like, have you had one of these types of disaster trips as a result of lack of planning?
Absolutely. And it wasn't, I wouldn't necessarily say it was like, I didn't go through and do my due diligence to put together a trip appropriately. I didn't prepare the way that I think I should have that would have allowed me to not be so remote in the situation. So I did in January 2020, I went to Capitol Reef National Park, freezing temperatures. It was stupid. And I was solo.
I'm excited already.
It was an opportunity for me to share the decision-making process that I went through. Starting the trip, it was a beautiful, sunny, like bluebird day, but there was more snow down there than I had anticipated. Like there was a storm system that came through, dropped about 6 inches of snow. It made for some pretty sketchy like river crossings because I didn't know where the ice was. Being solo, I was like, this is not quite what I anticipated. Through the evening and through the next morning, a storm system came in that I didn't check the weather ahead of time to see. Like, I had checked the weather to like properly plan my gear, but I didn't check the weather again to see if it had changed, and it had changed. And so I was basically post-holing and trudging through the snow 10 miles to get back to the car the second day.
Jeez.
So you got a better workout than anticipated.
It was awful. Borderline type 3 fun.
I would have been like miserable.
So that was not checking the weather like obsessively enough to make sure that everything was kind of dialed in. That was the main issue.
In a winter scenario like that, you got to be pretty smart about checking the weather more than you would on a summer trip, I feel.
All right.
So another tip about not setting up or testing new gear out before the trip. We talked about this with Carl many times and myself with my shoes. I guess what's the problem you've seen or heard with this? Like, you know, I didn't test out my gear before the trip and this is what happened. Maybe it was a water filter. I don't know. Like, are there any stories regarding untested gear that come to mind?
Yes. Two examples. Have we got time for two?
Throw them in. Yeah, go for it.
The first was a personal thing that I did. There's this water filter called the Platypus Quick Draw.
Oh, yeah.
You maybe you've used it.
We have a backpacking podcast. We know everything.
We're never wrong.
You never know. There's a lot of gear out there.
There's a lot of gear. I'm just kidding.
It's true. So I took the quick draw and had purchased it. It showed up to my house, went on a trip, and didn't take it out of the package until I was at the trailhead.
Oh, yeah.
I made the mistake of not like wetting out the filter and kind of prepping it ahead of time, like you should with a hollow fiber filter.
And, rookie move.
I busted my Canuck Vecta water bag by trying to push the water through the filter.
Oh yeah,
sounds like a solid trip.
Now that could be a filter issue or just a supreme grip strength issue right there. So
secretly the Hulk in the backcountry. So
you don't have that issue, Carl.
Did you pack in the packaging material for that?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah,
because we could shave you some weight right there.
Yeah. Well,
I've also seen somebody purchase a tent and an entire pole section was missing from the.
Wait, what brand is that?
Oh.
Let's learn. This was like
7-8 years ago. So I can't. It might have been.
Okay. Oh, please.
Like Sierra Designs or something, I think.
Kelty.
Big Agnes.
Okay.
REI. Oh. Was it Waymark? Devin, was it Waymark? Tell me.
You don't make tents.
Okay, just making sure. Anymore. Okay.
After missing some poles.
Yeah, it was just like one of those 18-inch sections of the,
that's brutal.
The entire pole was missing.
Okay. So a couple trekking poles and some duct tape and voila, right?
Or sticks. Whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which, funny story about that, since you bring it up. I wasn't on this trip, but a fellow hiker friend of mine, he has a trekking pole style tent that requires a single pole that's at the foot end that's included with the tent. And he forgot to bring that with him. And he literally took like willow and like just random sticks. And he like put together a whole pole system to pitch the tent.
That's Survivor Man stuff
right there. That's legendary.
That's good, man. Yeah. So even the pros can still make that mistake and pull things out of the package. You'd think though, like, you know, generally speaking, pulling out of the package, you're not going to typically be missing those types of things, but I get it. You got to play it safe. So
true.
Another tip you gave was people buying gear based upon weight only. And I feel that I have done this before for sure. So in the video, you mentioned the sleeping pad example, which is, I think, the supreme, like, prime time example, because you definitely want good sleep versus shaving that extra, you know, those ounces or even a pound.
Yeah.
But is there another piece of gear that you're currently using that might be a little bit on the heavier side than other options, but you're just like, it's just worth it. It's just better.
Pajama pants.
What does that replace, Derek?
There's no need to replace.
Okay.
There's no need to replace.
It's not a comparison. That doesn't make sense.
It replaces sleeping in your underwear.
Okay, so you don't bring the underwear, you only bring pajama pants.
Exactly. look, in the video he talked about functionality, Carl. Right. This is functionality right here at its finest.
Well, okay. So there is the sleeping pad, which in the video I give the example of, like, I could take the NeoWear X-Lite, which is significantly lighter. But again, it's the most uncomfortable lightweight pad that you could sleep on, in my opinion.
And it's all cut up too, right? So that's a bummer.
Well, I now have a new one.
Okay.
That's in like the wide version.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I've been using the Nemo Quasar 3D pad, which is like, it's like over 2 pounds in weight for a regular wide.
Yeah, it's legit.
Oh my gosh. It's the best sleep that you'll have. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Are you floating? Are you like on cloud nine or what?
I'd be bold enough to say it's like the purple mattress of...
Really? Now, okay, you just got my attention there. I was thinking about buying a purple mattress, but now...
Yeah. Shoot. Well, maybe just buy that instead and put it in your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs that? It's laid on the floor.
But another piece of gear that I think fits that bill is I, this year, picked up an MSR wind burner, which is one of those like all-in-one type of cook systems, similar to the Jetboil. I know the Jetboil gets a lot of love on this podcast.
Right. It does. Yeah.
Unless you're Jesse, right?
It does.
Dylan Jesse. Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
He's cringing as you're talking right now. Right.
Oh, the villain.
Made sure to mention that. Yeah. But no, the MSR Windburner is phenomenal. And I was out with my students 2 weeks ago. We had kind of like the minimal amount of stoves necessary for a group of nine, because too many stoves just leads to accidents and people getting burned. But I think I was able to boil enough water for everybody in really short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Functionality.
Devin, let's talk about trash. Let's talk about trash. I'm going to talk about trash.
Good transition. I like it.
let's talk about packing trash out, leaving little pieces. Like, what's the worst thing you found that somebody left behind?
Or that you've left behind?
Other than drink mix on the trip.
Right. Other than drink mix packs, which are understandable. What have you found or what have you left behind?
Or a 6-pound chair from Rocky. Well, like, what?
Do you want to hear something that I don't think I've ever told anybody this.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm leaning in right now.
I'm leaning in. My mouth is on the foam of my mic. Here we go.
I legitimately made the mistake of leaving a used wag bag behind in the desert.
Well, that's just messed up.
Oh my gosh.
I think you just dropped a notch on my list. So.
I feel like your penance has to be picking up all the other bags of dog poop that are left by all the dog wicked, right? And stuff. So I'd say 10 dog poop bags.
10 dog poop bags. Yeah, that's fair.
So that's my mistake.
Dude, this is like a big time reveal here. Thanks for being so honest about it.
Wow, the transparency from these guests. I mean, geez.
Right.
Woo.
That's got to be the worst. Like, who's packing that out? Who's gonna pick that up? Derek's
I think
not.
That's like a mic drop answer though. Like, wag bag done.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bad move. It was 100% a mistake. Like, I got to camp and I was like, oh my gosh.
I think we've clarified that. Yeah, that's definitely
my wag bag is not in my pack. Oh my gosh.
Well,
I feel like I'm anytime you like tear something off of a wrapper, it lands, you know, the likelihood of it staying in your pack, maybe the wind blows it, like it's kind of like hanging halfway out of your pack or halfway out of Derek's pack when I shove my trash in his pack. Mm. I feel like I've dropped some things or enough things that anytime I come across those little doodads on the trail, I just try to pick them up and sort of even things out is my...
Karma. You're worried about karma is what you're saying. Is that what that is?
Trash karma, I guess. Trash is that a thing? Probably not.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
It probably is.
And... I want to have like a net contribution. I want to pick up more than I've left. I
is somebody grading but you on this? Is there a somebody?
I'm grading myself. Let's be honest here.
Okay, got it.
All right. Last one I got is underestimating miles and terrain as a bad habit or mistake backpackers make. So, what do you do if your companions have done this and they're either like slowing things down significantly,
right?
Or because of their underestimation or their lack of preparation physically, you're concerned they're just not going to make it. Like, how do you handle that situation?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure I can actually answer this question.
Have you not had this happen before?
It's been a really long time since I have had a situation like this.
This is like every year for us. Multiple times a year, in fact.
Yeah, let me give this caveat. As a guide and taking students out, like, that's always going to be the situation. Like, even this spring, I was out with students and I had, I don't know how much information I should really share, but it was...
100%.
Yeah, everything.
It was a lot to manage. And I had two individuals that they had not been eating enough calories. Oh. And so they were like,
oh, we know about that.
So that was a concern. Fortunately, it wasn't like any big health issues that led to any bigger decisions that had to be made while out there.
Right.
I've gotten to the point with my backpacking. This makes me sound elitist and have a big head and Mr. Ego.
Carl's used to it.
I vet the people that I go backpacking with, and I'm pretty particular about who I choose to go share the trail with at this point.
Oh, that's totally Carl.
So you give like some sort of application to your friends.
Oh, it's like 10 pages. There's a whole like Zoom interview, the works.
Okay, that's fair.
Can you walk
I'm straight taking line? Notes right now, man.
Yeah, this is music to Carl's ears right now.
Yeah. And do you grade them too? Do you say, well, I only want to go with my friends that are kind of more the A+ to A- range, or
are you like, I don't want your B hike, I want your A hike, you know?
Right. No. Like the bee hike is for kind of like when everybody can go, it's like easier and stuff.
Take your kids on the bee hike.
Right.
You save no, the hike for me.
I don't do that. I just
okay,
because Carl does. So I figured.
Here's the thing though. I'm like massively introverted. My pool of friends that I go backpacking with is pretty small. And so it's pretty easy for me to find.
Well, you have a YouTube channel, man. Like you've got, you know, thousands of people that go with you to drop of the hat. So it's understandable. You gotta kind of bring your circle in tight to make sure
your core, your posse.
Yeah, but it's also like in an honest and real sense, I want to find and spend time with people in the backcountry that have similar type of hiking interests and goals and what they want to accomplish. Not that like, let's go on this trip and have this like big cathartic experience. That's not really the point. It's more just if I'm going to go do something that's like kind of more exploratory off trail kind of thing, I want somebody that also enjoys that type of trip.
Yeah.
And so I'll reach out to my friends that are interested in that type of backpacking trip.
I mean, that being said, you did invite us to Great Basin National Park, so Derek's probably got at least a B grade so far.
These are like blind dates that hopefully go well, is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the assumption is you know what you're doing, Derek, but like behind the scenes, we all really know what's going on.
You know.
You said you get fake invites, but this is not fake. Come out to Utah.
Okay.
Let's go do a desert trip together.
He's double downing on you, Carl. He's double downing on you. You could make a new doppelganger friend right now.
Yeah, the next time, because some of these people we have on multiple times, and then they invite us multiple times. So the next time we have somebody that gives us a known fake invite, I'm just going to say, I don't believe you. Devin, I actually believe him.
Devin, I think he's waiting for the triple invite post podcast is what he's waiting for. You know, so just FYI.
When you have low self-esteem, you do need a lot of reinforcement, let's be honest.
Devin's at a B+ right now. He needs to just up it one more time off the podcast.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Devin, I wanted to say thanks for coming on the show, and I appreciate all the tips you gave that were awesome. Hopefully, we can get you back on YouTube at some point because you made some good content, and hopefully,
he's been on YouTube every week. I'm kidding. Back on the podcast.
I'm thinking of podcasting. Well,
I know.
You know what? Stick to YouTube.
Hopefully, you can make more YouTube videos, Devin. That'd be great.
Stick to YouTube. Ignore me. Trying to make Carl app. Mission accomplished.
Success.
Well, I'll, you know, hopefully you and Carl can get out there and have a mandate and it'll all go well. And thanks again for coming on. That was great, man. And
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. What are your takeaways, my friend? Takeaways from Devin.
It's all about the poo bag, really. I mean, what else can you say to that? I love his honesty, but the poo bag, was it intentional subconsciously? Maybe. I don't know. But he has
intentional. Did he like intentionally leave it there, and then just be like, the daisies, I forgot that.
His subconscious was like, listen, Devin, you don't need this. Yeah. You don't want any part of this. Leave it. Somebody will get it. A good Samaritan. Right. If you saw a poo bag sitting on the trail, I know you said you'd pick up trash and whatnot. Would you pick up a poo bag? A random stray poo bag?
If we're last day on our way out, I don't know. Depends on what our hike is. I've already thrown out at you to clean up the wag bags that are on Mount Whitney, and you said no. You said no to that. But I was
stumped them. Yeah, but that's Mount. That's like a graveyard of graveyard. That's different. You get like one poo bag on the trail. Let's say you're like on the back side of your trip. It's like day 2.5 of 4.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
You're leaving the poo bag.
Maybe I'll mark it. I'll put some rocks around it and then just tell a ranger. Is that good?
I mean, it helps, I guess, that you're grading your own trash pickup. So that's good. But I would give you an F for that. But you're going to mark it.
On the positive side, Derek, anytime we can have a line of questioning that gets somebody to reveal something that they've never said anywhere else,
that's true.
I think success.
That's a win. Yeah. That is a win. You're right about that. That's true.
That's a win right there.
He had a lot of good input, though, overall. I mean, the whole, like, you know, people not following the leave no trace. True. We've all done that. I was crumbling. Was it crumbling? Is that the word? It was crumbling trail on Capitol Reef. And then we had just the whole, I like that one he had about the, you know, just buying gear based on weight only. and how not
right,
not a great idea that is, even if you're going extra lightweight.
Yeah, and I guess I feel like that's my starting point, is I start comparing weights, mm-hmm. and then I look at reviews, and it says, like, this is the lightest weight jacket, but right, the zipper never works, right. Or it doesn't actually keep water out, or whatever it is. I try to look at reviews to, you know, and I end up not with the heaviest item. It's usually if there's, you know, like a 5 ounce and a 10 ounce and a 7 ounce, right. I'm usually going for the 7 ounce one, because that ends up usually being the, exactly. you know, the happy medium. But that was good advice for sure.
What do you think? You liked overall? You gonna go backpacking with him or what? You gonna make it happen?
I don't know. Do you think that was real?
He sounds real genuine. I mean, unless he's just a wonderful actor, it sounded very genuine. So
I think everybody sounds genuine though, right?
I don't know. Like, his tone was just very sincere. You know, a lot of these liars don't mean what they say. All these fakies. You know.
I don't know. Does he want to go with me? Is the question really? Like, he might want to go. He might be okay to have me along with his group, but I always bring, you know, cavalcade of characters who are at risk for, you know, sabotaging trips with the scenarios we talked about. So he probably doesn't. He might be okay if I tag along, but not if I, you know, bring my a crew or my crew, whatever.
Are you gonna? Well, that's the question, though. I mean, are you going to go and solo it, or are you going to bring like two or three guys with
you? I don't know. I'm just an includer. I like to include everybody. So if I'm going somewhere, I'm like, who else wants to go?
But if it's his, but if it's his trip, you got to follow those
rules. But then I got to drive all the way out there by myself. It's a lot of time alone. Here we go. That's lonely.
You want to meet somebody? You want to? He threw the invite out twice. That's all I'm going to say. He threw it out. All
right.
It's out.
All right. So we'll see. We'll see.
No more complaining if you don't go. It's out.
I'll give him a very specific weekend date with some specific criteria, and then if he says, yeah, I can't make that one, we'll count that as a no, a permanent no.
You're going to go high maintenance, so he has to bend for you. That's what you're doing. Got it.
Right.
Jeez, you're so ridiculous. The eternal martyr.
Okay. That's right. I'm just kidding. We'll see. We'll give an update on that later.
Please. Yeah.
All right. Well, man, we really appreciate Devin being on the show, and so we got links to his, you know, his Waymark gear and his... Yeah, and his YouTube stuff in our show description. And yeah, check out his stuff. I always find the YouTubers, for me, are the most helpful when they're reviewing gear, especially if they use it a lot. And Devin's definitely a guy that gets outside a lot. True. So I've got trivia for you.
Oh.
Mistake trivia.
Boom.
Coming up right after this.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Okay, this is mistake trivia. I can't emphasize this enough. Mistake. Okay,
mistake trivia.
That's right. You said it yourself.
Meaning what? Meaning like find the mistake?
They all have to do with mistakes.
They all have to do with mistakes. All right. Fine. Okay. We'll see how you phrase these questions.
Yeah. No, there's definitely going to be some challenge here, but I guess I feel like I got two easy ones here. So you should be able to pass out the gate. Okay.
All right.
We'll see. All right. Number one.
Probably not, but okay.
Number one. What is a common backpack mistake as referenced multiple times on our show, like in general, okay? Bringing too much food. B, bringing too much water. C, paying $40 for a shirt sleeve. D, all of the above.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Bringing too much food, bringing too much water. Ooh, yeah. I feel like you're getting like a little nitpicky. I mean, I want to say all of the above.
Okay.
D, but
you want to say it or you're saying it?
I'll say D, all of the above.
That is correct. All those we have referenced as mistakes. You poke fun at the whole buff thing, but at least initially you were on my side with that one.
I wanted to say the buff one. Yeah, that's all. That's like mainly you, but it's become a thing now.
Yes. Okay.
It's become a thing.
Number two, what's the biggest backpacking mistake you've made? All right. I got a lot of options here. And I can probably come with a bunch more, to be honest.
I'm sure you could.
All right. So A, joining a trip mutiny. B, B, not making sure the campfire was completely extinguished.
Mm.
C, showing up to a trip multiple times with a wet pack. Like showing up, like you've arrived, your pack is wet inside.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
And you've documented that. I remember the one. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so there's one at the airport near Glacier National Park where you packed your water bladder full.
I remember.
And then there's Capitol Reef where we're at the trailhead and you're like, why is my pack wet inside? Again.
That's what was so weird. All my water was still in there.
It doesn't matter. Inside your pack is wet.
I can't control the uncontrollable, Carl. I can't control the uncontrollable. There was a storm. Right. Maybe a giveaway. I don't know.
All right. D, lying about forgetting your sleeping pad.
There it is. There.
E, littering the forest floor with the trip permit.
Oh, we're down to E now. Okay.
I got F. F.
Littering the forest floor.
F is none of the above. And the question is, what's the biggest backpacking mistake you've made?
Oh, wow. What's the biggest one I've made? Yeah. I mean, how do you even rank those? You're going to F.
I gave you F as an option here. So what do you think?
I'm going to remember this for my questions. Okay. So we had wet pack. We had you're going to say it's the sleeping mat. So I'll just say the sleeping mat. Because I know what you want me to say.
Wait a second. You're admitting to lying about it.
No, I'm not admitting to it. I know you'll make that the correct answer.
This is not what I think. This is like your own. If you claim a letter, you got to own up to it.
That's the deal. Oh, well, then I'm not going to own up to that because that didn't happen.
Okay. Then don't choose that one.
Which one's the biggest?
Hey, if you don't want to own up to anything, you just go with F.
I'll go mutiny.
Okay, so you are owning up to the fact that you were willing to join a trip mutiny.
Yeah, I could have. We could have handled that differently. I mean, it wasn't my intention.
I'm saying incorrect that you could have handled it, but I will take A as a correct answer. I was really willing to take any letter except for F, so long as you owned up to it.
That's a win. For
all right,
you today.
So you got You got the win. All right, so let's see if you can figure this one out.
Okay, here we go.
Number three, a part-time vegan was lamenting the fact that he hadn't eaten any meat in a while. Mm. What could you call the situation?
What could you call it?
Yeah.
Ridiculous?
The clever people out there have figured out the answer.
What could you call? Don't be a part-time vegan? There's a word you're looking for. I'm trying to think of like how you're...
Phrase, yeah.
A phrase that you say a lot or no?
I gave you enough clues, man.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what your weird phrase... I'll know when I hear it, of course.
Okay.
What is the phrase...
I'm going to count this as incorrect.
Okay,
you still passed trivia, but I'm just going to walk you through it. Okay,
go ahead.
I told you what the trivia is called. I said it twice, and then I had you repeat it.
Mistakes?
Missed steak.
Oh, you're talking about the dumb trivia or the dumb intro
What
thing?
Could you call the situation? Lamenting not having meat? It's a missed steak.
You're having me remember your lame intro. Well, I was never.
Some people
get
call
that
creative. You can call it lame if you want to.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Potato, potato. That was good. Well, at least I passed. At least I don't have to, you know, deal with that anymore. That's right.
All right. So I got two tidbits. I got a gear review. I'm curious what your take is on this gear review. And then I've got we got some actual reviews for our show. I don't know if you've been checking those. We got two new ones, and they're contrasting, my friend.
Contrasting. Oh, we
got
to talk.
We got a positive. We got a negative.
Good. are they both real or are they created by you?
No, they're real. They're real. That's actually a fair question. You're right.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So on the recent trip, we went to Grand Teton National Park.
Yep.
And we had Chicken Tramper on our show, and they sent me one of those water bottle sleeves, the 700 milliliter ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just before I talk about it, are you in on trying this? Any interest in this or not your thing?
I would love to try it, but I don't normally use Smart bottle. Smart water bottle.
Yeah, because you like to have leaky bladders in your pack, right?
I don't have a leaky bladder. No, I use the sports bottle.
Oh, okay.
So would it fits the sports bottle, or the large one, or no?
I think they got one that fits that. I got to double check that.
Okay.
Yeah, unconfirmed, we'll say.
I would definitely do
that. So if they have one of those, if it fits the body you like, you're willing to try it.
Yeah, because it looked great.
Okay. So the concept, you're willing to try it, basically, right?
Yes, because of the amount of complaining I've heard you do about this whole water bottle scenario with AquaClip, all these things, and you seem to really like that one. And I watched the video, and I'm like, this actually looks pretty sweet. So I would definitely try it.
Yeah, so I put a video out on Instagram where I had to get used to putting the bottle into the pocket thing there. I think I wasn't uncinching it or whatever. Whatever. So just to clarify what it is, though, is it clips. It's got two clips to your shoulder strap. And so you can have on your shoulder strap easy access, different size bottles. Basically, based on the smart water bottle, you can slide it in, slide it out. So this solves the problem of, having the water bladder in your pack and not knowing how much water is left in there, or trying to reach the water bottle on the side pocket and having somebody else put it back for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. And if you're looking to shave weight, this weighs, an ounce or two versus a bladder, which weighs, the lightest ones weigh 5 ounces. And so you're actually shaving net weight if it kind of supplants the bladder. So I would say it's best for people that want that quick water bottle access. They want the lighter weight option. They're okay to get rid of the bladder and the hose and all that stuff.
Right.
You can see how much water you have left, and it prevents you from putting your bite valve from your bladder into the dirt, because then that's not a problem.
Yeah. And I like it. Didn't you pretend stumble or lean over or something to verify?
Yeah, it doesn't fall out. It kind of cinches down. Like, it's not, if you put the strap thing around it, the cincher thing, it's not going to fall out like the AquaClip. So,
right.
I think this is a solution, something to check out for Chicken Tramper. But who it's not for would be people who love the water bladder, who love getting their bivalve stuck in the dirt every time they put their pack down. People who don't mind asking for help, grabbing or putting their bottle back in their pack.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which I actually am in that category. I don't mind having my bottle in the side pocket. So for me, this isn't actually solving a problem for me. So I don't know this is for me, but a lot of people are liking carrying stuff on their shoulder straps. So this could be a solution, but I score this a 4 out of 5 road crossings.
Road crossings. Okay.
Yeah. Cause it's chicken.
I thought you'd go with the wag bag droppings, but either way.
Oh, okay. That, how does that make sense?
Your choice. It's your choice. It doesn't, but it's your choice. Okay. Well, I'm happy to try it. I think it would be something useful too.
Yeah, I'll have you try it next trip.
Okay. All right.
Check it out at chickentramper.com. They are not our sponsor, FYI. So this is truly how I feel about it. I think it's a solution for a lot of folks. Maybe not for me, but I think it's really well designed.
It actually looks legit.
Okay. So reviews. You ready?
We got reviews. Yeah. Where are you going? Wait. Are you going negative first or positive?
What do you want me to do first?
Let's give me the bad news first.
Bad news first. Okay, that is by Violet Heathen. I think they meant Violent Heathen.
Violent.
They still scored us 2 out of 5, which is good because it just says lots of Christian stuff. Not for me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That's who we are, and just got to be authentic. So. Huh. I don't think they're listening right now anyway. So. Okay. But thank you for the review. Thank you for the feedback. That's most of the negative stuff we get is typically like the Bible verse.
How
like
dare you?
So.
How dare you? Okay.
Well, that's how it goes.
It's how it goes.
Stop sign 123 is, this is interesting because they like the banter, but they're not a big fan of the Bible verses. Mm. But they still gave us the 5 stars, which is nice of them. Yeah. They say that the Bible verses specifically, sometimes they relate and other times they're a bit of a stretch. Agreed.
100% agree. 100% agree.
Yeah. We don't always have Bible verses for every topic we cover, but we try.
Oh, man, that's funny.
And they like the guests, and they say it's worth the hour when we have an hour-long episode, which I think we do today. So
it's worth the hour.
So we got a positive, we got a negative. We haven't been getting a lot of reviews lately, so we're happy to read them. And if you leave a review, we got a package from our random gearbox coming your way. So please keep them coming. And if you're Violet Heathen or Stop Sign, reach out.
Reach out.
Thank you.
Get some goodies.
That, my friend, is all I got.
That's all for you. That's all for me. Okay, guys, thanks again. Check out the Patreon, subscribe, join the family, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we will see you next time, guys. Remember, guys, if you're dropping wag bags on the trail, Carl's not going to pick them up unless it's the last day of the trip, so there's going to be poop everywhere. there's all these sleeping mat accusations over the past year or two or whatever. I've lost track. And so you know what I did to Carl? I joggle poppered him. You know, I gave that big boy that hat and I massaged those little memory membranes. And now he remembers the Sasquatch stole it.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby. Right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Awesome.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.